brought to you by Aspen Avionics, whose Evolution flight display is a flexible and upgradable PFD, MFD, and hazard awareness solution for general aviation aircraft. At Aspen, we design products to be affordable, upgradable, easy to install, and easy to own. And by Aviation Insurance Resources. Talk to pilots who value your airplane even before they insure it. Call 877-247-7767 or visit air-pros.com today.
I'm Larry Anglesano reporting for Aviation Consumer Magazine and AvWeb. We're here at AirVenture 2012 where we're talking to Mark Squibb with Extreme02.com. He's got an altitude contrast training system that's designed to increase pilots' performance at altitude. Morning, Mark. Thanks for talking to us. And can you give us some information on your system?
Good morning, Larry. Extreme02 is a new system. It's derived out of a couple of historic ones. Back in Germany about 30 years ago, Manfred von Erdan discovered that if you exercise under high concentrations of oxygen, you end up clearing inflammation and resetting many of the body's core systems. Back about 30 years ago also, at the Mexico Olympics, athletes observed that when you train at altitude, your body adapts. So what we've done in Extreme02 is we've combined these two methods where we use high oxygen and high altitude to reset many of the body's core systems that are active when you have a hypoxic challenge by going up to altitude.
Okay, so take a guy like me, mid-40s, reasonably good shape, distance cyclist, exercise every day, but as a pilot, in cruise altitude in a non-pressurized cabin without oxygen, 10, 11, 12,000 feet, I start to feel it, surprisingly. Why is that so?
Well, I think the first thing to point out is, like all of us, we have the benefit or we're fortunate to get older. But as all of us, we're subject to stress. And there's some hidden factors in the stress process that interfere with our metabolism. So the first thing they'll say is that, like, when you have a stress event, one of the things that happens on a tissue level is it'll trigger vascular inflammation, which it means the tiny cells on the inside of the capillaries or inside of the vascular system will swell up. And when they swell up, they will block blood flow to parts of your body. And what this does is it creates a brownout condition throughout your body. If you're health conscious, what you'll notice is that parts of your body don't work like they used to. You get less energy, like your muscles aren't as strong. A lot of times this loss of strength is a result of decreased blood flow to those areas as a result of this inflammation. One of the characteristics of this system is when you supercharge the plasma, you will actually start to reverse the inflammation and restore blood flow. Now that's important from a high altitude point of view because the metabolic waste that is created in these brownout zones goes into solution in the blood plasma, and when you've got lactate in the plasma, the actual plasma is less able to hold oxygen. And that decreased oxygen in the plasma is very important. A second critical thing is if you're going to high altitude, you always want to make sure you're hydrated. Now, for a pilot that's sitting in a seat, maintaining hydration is a bit of a judgment call because you don't want to have to pee all the time. Okay, so you tend to dehydrate, but that dehydration increases the amount of salts in your blood plasma, which makes your blood plasma less able to hold oxygen. So when you combine the effect of dehydration and anaerobic metabolism, the extra lactic acids and salts interfere with your body's plasma-dependent cells, which include your entire vascular system. So a great many of the effects of hypoxia or vulnerability to hypoxia reflects how much oxygen the water in your body is able to hold, which is inversely proportional to total dissolved solids. So what we're doing here in the Extreme02 is we're resetting your fluid metabolism and we're turning off the vascular inflammation, so when you get off the system, as a rule, your body will be less dependent on anaerobic energy production, hence you'll have a lower lactic acid load.
Okay, describe the process if you would. A pilot comes in, what do they have to endure as far as working with the system, and how often do they need to do it?
Well, first they have to put up with my sense of humor. Second, well, basically what we sell the system is an at-home training system. It's a mechanism, if you're an athlete, it's a way to train more rapidly. Like 15 minutes on the system will give you about 3 hours worth of performance. If you compare it to like a hyperbaric chamber, the oxygen delivery levels are about like spending 24 hours in a hyperbaric chamber. All this happens in about 15 minutes. Okay, so the system is a oxygen concentrator and a reservoir and a piece of exercise equipment. So it's basically a 15-minute workout.
What are the costs involved?
We have two different sizes of system. We've got a, I'll call it a commercial or an industrial-grade system that we sell for $5,000. It's about a five-user system. And then we have an at-home system that we sell for $3,000 that's built with a refurbished oxygen concentrator.
And it's important to stress that this is not a substitute for supplemental oxygen when required.
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, you still need to adhere to all the normal flight safety recommendations. It's just what the system, when your body's tuned up, you're less vulnerable to hypoxic effects. Most people that use the system observe improved vision, improved or decreased fatigue, better tolerance to jet lag. Like, for example, we had a lady here yesterday that just flew in from South Africa, which is a, I don't know, probably a 20-hour flight. She reported that her metabolism was almost normal when she walked out after 15 minutes on the system.
Okay, so for more information, they can go to your website. It's extremeo2.com. And thanks for talking to us, Mark. I'm Larry Anglesano, reporting for Aviation Consumer at AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
Brought to you by XMWX Satellite Weather. With onboard nationwide radar, lightning, winds, and so much more, XMWX Satellite Weather gives you full perspective on the weather on any compatible device you choose. Come see the latest at AirVenture booth 3037-3039 or visit xmwxweather.com. And by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A320 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.